Yo, Ryan Hartley here from What We Spent Yesterday. One of the things I'd love to share with you this morning, on this Monday, if you're listening onto the day of release, is this idea of competing values. There is some research that came out many years ago by a couple of researchers called Cameron and Quinn, and they have this competing values framework. It's used a lot in kind of business and organizational psychology, management studies, the like. And this idea that there are four quadrants or four different types of cultures that organizations can have or be expressing. And because they're in quadrants, it alludes to the fact that they can compete with each other. And those four quadrants represent collaboration, innovation, results, and control. And the way in which they compete, and if you imagine almost like a spider graph, if you rated yourself out of 10 on each of these, each of these areas, you'd find that there is a trade-off between the quadrants. So, for example, collaboration and control is in competition as a set of values. Collaboration is all about friendly, collaborative work environment where teamwork is highly valued. Whereas in contrast, the control is about hierarchy, structure, a focus on rules and stability. So the two will naturally conflict. And I guess in my understanding of this type of work and consulting, the question isn't which is right or wrong. It's just what is the ideal? What is the environment that this organization wants to create in order to achieve whatever it is seeking to do? Is it about having a friendly and collaborative work environment where teamwork is highly valued? Or is it about having rules and stability and focus? And you, in essence, you can't really have both because they are competing. A highly collaborative environment might conflict with the need for that strict control and adherence to established procedures. So the approach is to reflect on what is right for now, what is right for the organization, what is right for where you want to head, rather than what is stereotypically the best, because there isn't one. The second set of competing quadrants is innovation and results. Because, you know, this idea of being able to be creative, adaptive, take risks, encouraging innovation and experimentation, well, that's going to directly compete with an organization that wants to focus on being competitive, to achieve, to get the results in this moment right here, right now. And we see this in particularly in sports, where particularly an organization like Chelsea Football Club, where they spend so much money, the managers have a very short amount of time to get the results, because the focus and the emphasis is on the results, meaning they get less time to experiment, less time to be innovative and to be creative, because the expectation is on the results now. You can see how there is a competition between these two sets of values: the ability to innovate and encourage experimentation, or get to it, be competitive now. And some might say chicken and egg, you know, one might lead to the other, and that's absolutely a live debate. The question being is, what is the culture that you are part of in your business or your organization? What is it actually valuing? What is the message that it's saying? Because if you're like, I'm having a conversation with Rob Smedley on the podcast, it's coming out on Wednesday. He's a Formula One engineer. One of the things that he talks about and we talk about is this seems to be like Formula One genuinely lives and embodies learning organizations. They are genuinely at their core innovative organizations. And one of the things that comes through the conversation is that you can't just play at this. You can't just put it as a 2:30 on a Friday afternoon if you want to live and breathe those types of cultures. So you see how it can't just be lip service. It has to be an expression of what's important, has to be therefore a representation of your values. This is why it's called competing values. So my encouragement for you, my friends, is to take a moment to just get really clear on what are the values of you, your team, your organization, and how are they being demonstrated? How are they at play? Are you a team in an organization that is focused on collaboration, or are you a team in an organization focused on control? Again, without judgment, just being able to reflect, where are we on a scale of 1 to 10 on those being lived and expressed? Not just what you would like them to be, because this isn't just about lip service, but actually what they actually are. And sometimes, and here's the paradox, sometimes to become more collaborative, you don't focus on being more collaborative, you focus on easing out the control. You see, it's a bit of like an elastic band. If you want to go further in one direction, sometimes you've got to ease the tension in the other direction. So if you want to be more collaborative, be less controlling. If you want to be more innovative, you have to be less results focused in the short term. If you want to be more control based, then it naturally sacrifices that bit of collaboration. If you want to be more results focused, then you sacrifice that short term innovation and experimentation. This is what it means to have competing values. And sometimes it just requires us to have the reflection, the time, the space, the ability to reflect on what is it now? What does this current situation require? And how do we bridge that gap between where we are, where we want to be, and what culture do we want to be operating in to be able to get us to where we are headed? Not just playing lip service saying, hey, we want to be innovative and absolutely tomorrow all of the emails are about the results that we've got and the results we've not got. You can't have both. This is what the competing values represent. You can't have both. So what do you value and what do you genuinely value? Because what you value in this moment reveals itself through your decisions, your actions, not just what you say, but actually what you do. So if you say you want innovation and yet all the focus and effort and energy in the budget is on delivering results rather than taking risk, discouraging risk-taking and innovation experimentation, then you have a dream rather than a reality. And my encouragement to you after listening to this episode is to be honest with where you are and then to make steps to where you want to be, not necessarily by being more of that thing, but releasing less of the focus on the other thing. Want more collaboration? Focus on easing out the control. Want more innovation? Focus on easing out the focus on short-term results. Want more control? Sacrifice that collaboration. Want more results focus? Sacrifice that time and energy and effort in innovating and experimenting. So this is just a little bit of insights from Cameron and Quinn's competing values framework. I'm going to, over the next few days, get my head around what a competing values framework would look like for a heart-centered leader, looking at competing values such as compassion and accountability, such as vulnerability and strength, empowerment and guidance, or flexibility, stability, listening or decision-making. I've got a list of about 50 competing values, and I'm going to try and narrow them down to about 3 or 4, maybe 6, just so you can really start to understand that true leadership isn't about right or wrong. Sometimes it's about navigating the gray, navigating the dichotomies, that there is no such thing as right, but there only is right for now. What is the best way of navigating certain situations as an expression of heart-centered leadership, who we are and what we truly value? Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. And if you've got any views and opinions and any questions about what I've said today, then please keep this a two-way conversation. Just simply DM me at alwaysbetterthanyesterdayuk on Instagram. You can email me podcast@abty.co.uk. And I hope you have a great rest of your week. Stay tuned for episode 241 with Rob Smedley, former Ferrari Formula One engineer, the CEO of the Smedley Group. He is democratizing motorsport in incredible ways. Great conversation, one that's going to be not just for the Formula One fanatic, that we talk about all the behind the scenes of his Formula One career. We talk all about data decision making and leadership and how his insights from Formula One have been helping FTSE 500, 250 organizations, and this incredible thing called the Global Karting League that he's looking for the next generation of talent, giving accessibility to young people. It's incredible. And STEM education alongside that. It's a wonderful, wonderful conversation. Looking forward to sharing with you. Until then, my friends, keep leading. The world needs what you have. Always love.